Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight killed at least 22 people, including 18 children. Many members of two large families are among the dead. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Rafah is where more than a million Gazans fled for safety on Israel's orders early in the conflict. Now Rafah is the target. As machinery tried to clear the rubble, one witness told NPR that bombing civilian families makes no sense. What have the children done? What have the women done? He asks, adding, please have sympathy for us. Have sympathy for the Palestinian people. Israel says it's determined to keep attacking until Hamas is no longer a security threat to its citizens. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was in Michigan Saturday campaigning for President Joe Biden. He told CNN today that independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's qualified to be on the Michigan ballot this November, does not pose a threat to Biden's reelection. Biden won Michigan by 3 points in 2020, and the race is tight there this time around. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
John Cook, an associate professor of political science at Michigan State University, says it's hard to determine whether Kennedy's presence on the ballot will alter the electoral dynamic in Michigan.
It's hard to assess who's going to gain from this threat. Given Kennedy's appeal, it's not just like he's getting support from liberal-leaning or Democratic-leaning voters. He's getting support from both sides.
Donald Trump won Michigan in the 2016 election, but lost the state to Joe Biden in 2020. Kennedy says he's working to get on the ballot in all 50 states, but that won't be easy because of the different qualifications needed for each contest. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Opening statements are expected on Monday in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. Trump has been accused of multiple counts of falsifying business documents. A jury of 7 men and 5 women were seated last week. Trump's trial is expected to last 8 weeks. Tesla has cut prices on many of its electric cars in the U.S. and worldwide. As NPR's Ho Jing Nun reports, this comes after a less than ideal week for the automaker.
$2,000. Is how much the automaker has lowered the price of some of its models in the U.S. That's a discount of under 5%. In China, Tesla's largest overseas market, all the cars are marked down by the same amount. Tesla says prices have also dropped in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. The electric vehicle maker has had a rough week. It's laying off 10% of its staff and had to recall thousands of trucks. Facing increasing competition from more affordable EV makers in China, it's unclear what Tesla's next earning report will look like come Tuesday. Ho Jingnan, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. The Metropolitan Police Force in London is apologizing after coming under widespread criticism for how it handled a recent confrontation. As Villa Marx reports, an officer told a Jewish man that his presence at a pro-Palestinian march was, quote, provocative, and they threatened to arrest him.
A high-profile anti-Semitism advocate wearing a kippah skullcap was told by police the fact he was openly Jewish at the march meant he might be the cause of public disorder and was threatened with arrest. That led to accusations of anti-Semitism and demands the police commissioner resign. Police apologised in a statement saying being Jewish is not a provocation and that Jewish Londoners must be able to feel safe in this city. London police have been challenged by frequent protests and counter-protests linked to the conflict in Gaza. Anti-Semitic violence has soared across the British capital and the UK's Minister for Policing has said he will now meet with London's top officer to discuss the handling of this incident. For NPR News, I'm Villa Marx in London.
Rescuers in Japan are continuing their search for the crews of two helicopters that likely collided during nighttime training this week. The crash occurred south of Tokyo over the Pacific Ocean. One body has been recovered, but 7 other people are still missing. Military officials say the training involving helicopters will be suspended until the cause of the accident is determined. Jason Tatum hit a triple-double today with 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists to help the Boston Celtics beat the Miami Heat 114-94. It was their first game in the first-round playoff series. Boston hit 22 three-pointers for the win. And in Los Angeles, James Harden scored 28 points as the LA Clippers beat the Dallas Mavericks 109-97. Harden hit 6 of 11 three-pointers and had 8 assists. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.